This is Steve Stunder, and this is Pay Attention. What is the universe trying to tell you? A very common cliche is, there's a reason for everything. But when you stop for a moment and you think about, what is it that certain situations are trying to tell you? I think that many of us operate under the assumption that the universe is only going to tell us good things. That if we sit back and we have faith in what is happening around us, that all we're ever going to hear from the universe is something good. But it also comes with, what do we define as good? We find the new partner, or we get a new job, or we make a lot of money, or we were really, really hoping that something happened. And if the universe makes that happen for us, we listen. But if it doesn't make that happen for us, we don't. There is a reason for everything. It doesn't always have to be a super deep, ingrained reason, but typically, there is a reason for everything. Sometimes the reason something happens is because it was supposed to. Sometimes the reason something doesn't happen is because it wasn't supposed to, because something else is going to happen. We have a very difficult time seeing the reason why something didn't happen. We live lives of opportunity. We are constantly placed in situations where we have the opportunity to do something good, something bad, or just something that doesn't necessarily have to have a good or bad label attached to it. Something just happens. Sometimes these things happen by chance. Other times these things happen because they were supposed to. But it happens. And what we do next begs the question, what is the universe trying to tell us? Is it trying to tell us that we're supposed to go in a specific direction with something, whether it be personal life or career, where we're going to live, who we're going to be with, large life decisions? That oftentimes we spend a great deal of time, energy, and resource trying to decipher. And there are signs around us that are telling us what it is that we should do. Sometimes we ignore these things. We have clear indications that we should do certain things. And sometimes we ignore them because it's not the thing that we want to do. Oftentimes we find ourselves in situations where we're making decisions that are going to have a profound effect on others, not just us. If you have a family, you make a decision about your job or where you're going to live or how you're going to spend your money. It has a profound effect on the people around you. So the universe speaks to us. It doesn't always speak in words. It doesn't always speak in clear messages telling us exactly what it is we are supposed to do. The universe creates opportunities. It tells us things along the way. It provides us with a trail and a path, but it doesn't provide us with a guide all the time. Sometimes we're wandering through life without a flashlight, and we're just kind of reaching every which way to try to figure out what it is that we are supposed to do. But if we stop and we listen, we're told what direction we should go in with things. Oftentimes, we're told by the actions of other people. And the hardest thing about this is sometimes we don't want to believe it. Sometimes we don't want to believe what the actions of others and universal forces are trying to tell us. We live in denial for a very long time about our job or our relationship or about the effort that we are putting into a personal or professional relationship and not receiving reciprocation in return. We sometimes are left with having to make a choice about what direction we're going to go with certain things while given a path, And we, as people, we have to decide if we're going to follow that path. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes it could be as clear as it could possibly be, and we decide we're not going to go down that path. We think that the way in which we're going to do it is better. Even though people who know more than us, who've experienced more than us, might tell us that we should do a certain thing, and the signs around us tell us we should do these things, and then we don't. And that's a learning experience. Sometimes we have to make mistakes and go the wrong way and go down the wrong path, maybe more than once, in order for us to understand that we should have followed that path in the first place. Many times in my life, someone has laid out very clearly for me the path that I should follow, and I didn't do it. And the question is, why? Why would someone do that? Why would someone not listen to an experienced person who is trying to provide helpful feedback to you with regard to what it is you should do next? Part of the reason is that sometimes we say things like, well, you don't understand, or we're not on the same path, or we're not doing the same things. And we think that the way we are going to do it is somehow going to outsmart all of the cosmic forces around us, telling us to do something, telling us to take a job, telling us to be with someone, telling us to perform certain things in our personal life, in our relationships with other people. Sometimes we can see a very clear path and for whatever reason choose to go down a different one. Because we think that the way in which we are going to do it somehow is new. Somehow we have figured out a different way to do something that's been done hundreds, thousands, millions of times up to that point. What is the universe trying to tell you? Are you listening? There's a big difference between hearing and listening. Hearing is, there is noise occurring that sounds like someone telling us something. Listening is taking what someone tells you or a group of someone's tell you and actually looking to incorporate that into your everyday life in some fashion. And hopefully, by doing so, you're pointing yourself onto a path that is better or more suited for you than the one you are currently on. So do you listen when the universe is trying to tell you something? When actions of other people are trying to tell you something? When you reach out to people and they don't reach back out to you? When you do something for someone and they don't do the same types of things for you? When you are at your job and you are performing the duties of your job and the feedback that you are getting is different than the feedback you think you should be getting? That's not by accident. It's to provide you with a path and a guide and a way in which to do things, not necessarily in a better way, but maybe in a different way. One of the hardest things I think I've coped with in both my personal and professional life is trying to figure out what to do with feedback that's provided to me. Do I incorporate all the things that other people say? Do I take pieces of what I'm being told? Do I do it systematically? Do I do it all at once? Do I go back and ask more questions? These are the types of things that help us grow as people. Being around others who have been through more things than we have or similar things than we have and listening to the way in which they have addressed them. And maybe they've succeeded, and maybe they've failed. But the universe has put those people in our lives for a specific reason. Many of the things that we encounter in our personal and professional lives are not accidents. People come in and out of our life constantly. Feedback comes in and out of our life constantly, and experiences to provide us with a way for us to be able to grow. There are big ways that this happens, and there are little ways that this happens. And I'm sure many of us have thought about, If I went this way instead of that way, something different would have happened. If I would have lived in this city instead of that city, or taken this job instead of that job, or if I had been with this person instead of that person, something different may have occurred. There may have been some differences in the events, but how much different would your experience have been? Because you have to think about if the signs are there and the universe is trying to steer you in a certain direction, and there are people in your life who are giving you feedback to try to work with you and steer you in a certain direction. If you go down that path, what does that mean? What is it you are trying to get to? So if the universe is trying to tell you something, listen. It's not always the thing that we want, but sometimes it's the thing that we need. Sometimes it's the thing that we need in order to grow. The thing that we need in order to go down the path that maybe most short term doesn't seem like the best, perhaps it's for a long term reason. The crazy thing about life is that you make decisions every day that don't necessarily have an effect on 5 minutes from now, but could have an effect on 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years from now. Part of what we do is we go through life being guided by other people, being guided by our experiences, and being guided by our mistakes. And making those mistakes sometimes is the result of the universe is trying to share with us the way in which we should move down a path, and we ignore it, or we come back to it. I'm going to go this way instead of that way. And I know this other thing is here, maybe. Part of what we try to do with growth is try to understand what's happening around us and who's telling us what and why are they telling us these things? And why is this person or that experience in my life at this point? And what does it mean? Now, we don't want to get completely caught up in trying to find a deeper meaning in every single experience and every single interaction that we have. But if we look at major life decisions or major things that occur, oftentimes there have been signs of those things along the way. And there may have been an opportunity that we really wanted that didn't happen. But if it did, maybe something else wouldn't have happened. And we have to go through life having that little bit of faith. We have to trust who we are. We have to trust our ability to navigate life, trust our intelligence, trust our skills, trust the fact that we're a good person, and that ultimately, if we make choices, most of them are going to be good, and hopefully it's going to point us in a direction where something positive happens. We don't want to constantly second-guess ourselves and second guess our decisions. But we want to be cognizant of the fact that decisions that we are making now are going to have effect on what happens to us in the future. And if the universe is trying to tell us something, maybe it's not necessarily the thing that we want right now, but it's pointing us in the direction of something that we are working towards. If you don't get an opportunity at a certain point in your life, maybe you're not ready. If something happens in your life that you look at and say, I don't know why that happened at that time, maybe it's because it needed to show you something first before you were able to partake in an opportunity that was better down the road. Maybe you needed a certain set of skills. Maybe you needed a certain set of experiences in order to take that opportunity. Oftentimes, this can be disappointing. We apply for a job and we don't get it. We want to be with someone and they don't want to be with us. We want to buy this house and we can't. Or we want to buy this car and we can't. Maybe there's other things we need to do first. Maybe the universe is telling us it's not time yet. But we have to have faith that the things that we do and the things that we learn and the skills and experiences that we acquire along the way are preparing us for the positive things that are going to happen to us in the future. And when those things do happen, we look back and we say, maybe I wasn't ready. Or maybe I needed this first. Or maybe I needed to make this mistake. Or I had to go down this path before I could learn what I needed to in order for this really positive thing that's happening now to happen. None of these things happen by accident. We have these experiences and we encounter these people and what they tell us and what the universe tells us for a reason. And it is preparing us for the positive things that are going to happen to us in the future. And to see that, you have to pay attention.